It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of John, we're in chapter 3. Now, we've up to this point, we've seen several things take place. And one of those things that we saw take place, and one of the individuals that we were introduced to, was John the Baptist. Well, now we come into a section of Scripture, and I want to pick up with verse 19 of John chapter 3. We met Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews, and he was a man that he came to Jesus Christ because he knew Jesus Christ was from God. Now, we don't know whether or not Nicodemus got saved. I believe he did, because at the end of the life of Christ on this earth, remember, he was crucified. And as he was on the cross, Nicodemus and someone else, and I'm going to ask you to look up and see who that someone else was, came and asked for the body of Jesus Christ so that the body could be buried. And once again, Nicodemus, I believe he got saved. It took a lot of nerve, we would say, to go to the ruler of the Romans at that time to ask for the body of Jesus Christ after he had been crucified. Well, we've seen Nicodemus, we've seen John the Baptist, we've seen some other folks as we've looked into this section of Scripture. We pick up in John chapter 3 and verse 19, and we read this the last time. Verse 19 says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world." Well, we saw that Jesus Christ is the light. He is the light that came into the world. And it says that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. And why would men love darkness rather than light? Well, the Bible goes on to tell us in verse 19, it's because their deeds were evil. Men's deeds were evil back when Jesus walked this earth. And you know something? Men's deeds are evil today. And why is that? Well, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We just don't measure up to God's standards. No, the only way that a person can measure up to God's standards is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He's the one that raises us up to the standard that we need to have in order to go to heaven. And I thank the Lord that you're listening to me right now. I ask that that you be saved, and I pray that you are saved, and that one day I'll see you in heaven with our Heavenly Father and with the one who died for us, gave his life for us, suffered on this earth. He was crucified, buried, and resurrected, and he's alive today. And one day we're going to see him personally. That is, all of those people who have trusted him as Lord and Savior. Well, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil, and so men's deeds are still evil today without Jesus Christ. Verse 20 goes on to say, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light." Well, there's a reason why those who do evil hate the light, and we keep reading. It says, "Neither cometh to the light." Now, those people who continually, they go on and on without coming to the light, their deeds are still evil. And it says, "Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds," that's mankind, really, men and women, "lest his deeds should be reproved." Now, reproved. In other words, people stay away from the light because they don't want to be reproved. In other words, they don't want to hear the words, "You're wrong, you're doing wrong, and the things that you're doing is wrong." People simply do not want to hear that in the condition that they are without Jesus Christ. Well, the saved person, as we think of the saved person who does wrong, that person will go on and do wrong until they realize that they've been separated from the fellowship of the Heavenly Father. The way that we are brought back to that fellowship, now I didn't say you lose your salvation. The Bible tells us that we're saved eternally. And we saw that back in verse 16 of John 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's eternal life. That's never ending. But when we think of this, the unsaved person is different from the saved person. The unsaved person comes to Jesus Christ and realizes that they've done wrong, that their life is wrong. And they admit that to God, that they're not going to go their own way at that point, but they want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They've changed their mind as to who they are, what they are, and where they're going. And they want to go to heaven, and they trust Jesus as Savior. Well, for that saved person who loses fellowship with the Lord because of sin, because of things that come into their lives, the unsaved people are the saved people who allow these things to happen in their lives. And they come to Jesus Christ. They come to God and they say, Lord, forgive me. I've done wrong, and I want to fellowship restored. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's speaking to the saved person in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. Now, the unsaved person can listen to that verse as well. But if you go back and reread 1 John, you'll see that John was writing, he said, my little children. In other words, those people who were saved, they did something that separated their fellowship from the Lord. Then they got things right by saying, God, forgive me. I don't want to do these things. Please help me to overcome the things that have come into my life that shouldn't be there. And I'm sorry for those, Lord. And then that saved person, the fellowship is restored because the sin is confessed and they brought that before the Lord. Well, the fact of the matter is, when a person does something wrong, when you do something wrong, you know it. You know that you've done wrong. And I'm speaking to the saved person right now. When you do something wrong, you know that you've done wrong. And the unsaved person, that person who's listening to me right now, who's never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you know when you've done wrong. Verse 20 of John chapter 3 says, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. In other words, uncovered. It's something that, is a known fact, I believe, that when a person is doing things wrong, it's like being in the dark, being in darkness. When it used to be when robberies took place, that most of the robberies would take place at night. We think of sin taking place at night, and we think of sin that comes into our lives as human beings. Those things are like being in the dark. They're done under the cover of darkness. But notice what happens when the light comes. In verse 20, it says, they do not come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. Sometimes we get so hard-headed as human beings that we don't want to be reproved. We don't want to be corrected. And the Bible tells us that the preacher is to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering. Reprove. Let people know there's something wrong. Well, God does this. God lets us know that something's wrong. Reproof, rebuke. And we're told that it's wrong. It's not sugar-coated, but it's there right in front of us. And we realize that what we've done is wrong, whether saved or lost. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. Well, the problem comes about when we don't acknowledge the sin in our lives as human beings. Once again, for the saved person, they need to acknowledge that in order to have fellowship restored with the Father in heaven. For the unsaved person, that person needs to acknowledge the fact that he or she cannot save themselves, that it's up to Jesus Christ. They must come to the light. And we've read so far, once again, that Jesus Christ is the light. He is the way, the truth, and the life, not only the light, but the life as well. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Men love darkness rather than light, according to the Scriptures. Verse 21 says, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now there's a difference when someone is doing something wrong, when they're sinning, when they've done something wrong, it's like being in the nighttime. They do not want to have those things known by individuals. They want to keep things secret. They do not want their sin known by anyone else. They simply want to make it a secret. They do not come to the light. Well, notice the difference between the unsaved person here and the person that's doing right. He that doeth truth, that means he's doing what is right, cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The things that a Christian does should always be the right things. The things that a Christian does should be to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. And those things are made manifest. When we do something for the Lord, when we do deeds, that means the things that we do in this life as saved people, we come to the light. In other words, when we're in the light, God will let people know that we're right, that we're doing what is right. We come to the light lest, once again, the unsaved person or that person who is saved and doing things wrong, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. We want people to know, once we've trusted Jesus as our Savior, that the things we do, the things we're doing in this life is all for God. And God will show people this. It used to be a person who was saved could walk into an establishment, a store or someplace like that, and people would see and know something was different about that person, that person's life. And I think that for many Christians, that's not true anymore. We've lost that glow, if you want to put it that way. We've lost the glow of being a Christian. And what does that mean? That means that there is we are not allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and through us and to give us that glow, if you would, to exhibit the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are simply mirrors of our Savior, and we simply give off the light that He supplies. That light comes by and through Him. And that light, once again, the Bible says that He is the light of the world. And when we are living in the Spirit, when we're letting the Spirit of God have control of our lives, then people will see a difference in our life. And once again, it used to be a person could walk into an establishment, wherever they were at, and they would go in there, and people, they would look at that individual, they would look at that person, they would know something was different in their life. And once again, this is what we need today, so that people would see something different in the Christian's life, so that they would want to have what that Christian has. And I believe that many Christians today have lost that. They haven't lost their salvation, but they've lost the testimony that Jesus Christ wants them to have. They need to be representing Him and not themselves, not the world, but we as Christians need to let people know that we're representing our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we are ambassadors for the Lord. We have a high position in this world, and we need to live like it and do the things that God wants us to do, not the things that the devil wants us to do. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this time we've had, and I pray now that You would help that person who's never trusted You. May that person realize, and that person would come to You and say, Lord, I'm sorry for sin. I'm changing my mind about going to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I know You're the Savior, and I receive You as my Savior right now. If you're saved, you need to say, Lord, I want to live for You and do the things You would have me to do.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.